Hi, this is Brad Boyer from the Geek Spin and Pod Culture Podcasts, and you're listening to Buffy Between the Lines.
Previously on Buffy Between the Lines.
Yes, of course. But even with something prepared, it's hard to find the words of it.
How about thanks for ruining our lives forever?
Dawn.
No, it's not right.
Donnie.
Forget it. I'm going.
Dawn, wait. It'll be okay.
No. No, it won't be. Nothing will be okay ever again.
I didn't know how I was gonna... Wait. You're not the nice hero. You're Javert.
Ow! What was that for?
You killed Candace. And I should be going.
Bonjour, Asefie. Now we get to have an encore.
And now on to episode 10. Summer's women should never celebrate birthdays.
I should probably start out with the obvious. I really am not enjoying being at school. Everyone either looks at me sadly because I don't have a mom or dad, or they don't really know what's going on. Oh, and I forgot to finish telling you about the other night. The night where everyone in the world forgot about me. It all started out nice enough, until I got left in my stupid ballet lesson. Xander, Giles, Willow, and Tara just left me. I mean, I could understand Spike not coming with the sun being up and all, but no one else came. Exclamation point, underline. So, I went to visit Buffy's grave. I had my charm and everything, but I ran into that evil Javert.
And so we meet again, Miss Summers.
You'd better leave me, vampire, before I make you pay for what you did to Candace.
Oh, I'm so afraid of you and your stake. I will run away.
That showed him, but then, once again, I was left alone and the house was locked. That's when he showed up again.
Come on, let me in. You guys, this isn't funny. I've been chased by Javert and my zombie ballet teacher. I'm not in the mood for this. This is why I totally need a cell phone.
Bonjour, Asefie. Now we get to have an encore.
Now, if he would have just been all big and bad, that would have been fine. But once I screamed, he, broke down or something. He sobbed and sobbed and held me. He kept saying I was Nicola someone or other and how he'd never hurt me again. I wasn't quite sure what to do. I had run out of holy water in my squirt gun and... I know I should have been mad at him for killing Candace, but he was really heartbroken.
Oh, Nicola. I'm so sorry. So sorry.
It's okay.
Our baby, our child, and you?
Dawn! My sister! Are you okay?
Oh, I have to go.
Wait, come back!
I can't come back, Donnie. I'm here.
It's okay, Buffy. I'm just having a really weird night.
Buffy Between Lines will return after this brief message.
Buffy Between Lines.
Hey, everybody, J.C. Hutchins here.
What's up, guys? This is Seth Harwood.
And we're here to pump you up. That's right, guys. This is the moment, and the time to act is now.
Your podcaster has let us invade this feed for one time only because our boy, the godfather of podcast fiction,
the Dark Overlord himself, Scott Sigler, needs all our help.
What we have here is a narrow window, call it a moment in time, where sales of Infected absolutely need to pop.
Just think of it like the whole first 2 weeks of April this year are April Fool's Day, Sigler Day, Palm Sunday, and the birth of the Beta Clone Army all rolled into one. What Scott needs to do is hit the New York Times bestseller list to ensure that newspapers across the country and media outlets are wondering out loud to their subscribers what hit the world of publishing and where Scott Sigler and podcast fiction came from. That's right. This is next level stuff here, folks.
We need to make sure Sigler's bump in U.S. stores and online is even bigger than what happened when we all bought Ancestor. And so far, we're close, but we haven't gotten there. This is from the Dark Overlord himself.
Now, since Scott Sigler's not here, I'll just do my Sigler.
Infected is in stores now, and we've got some preliminary numbers in. They're strong, but they're not as strong as they should be, considering the size of Siglerism.
So you know what this means, right? This means we aren't finished doing our part yet to get the man up to the New York Times bestseller levels.
Here's how it works. With Amazon, we can concentrate all our efforts to push someone up the charts in one day. Amazon works fast like that. But with the New York Times, it can take up to a week, sometimes two, for all the numbers to filter in. And if the numbers aren't kicking down doors, the numbers aren't kicking down doors.
Now you know, and we know, that Infected is going to take the world by its freaking short hairs and cut it up with a pair of chicken scissors, but if we get word from General Siglerissimo that the numbers aren't strong as they should be, then that means that he and the friggin' dummies out there in New York aren't getting their bells rung loud enough for them to go deaf yet. And that, guys, is what we want.
So get this. Today, we're telling you that it is okay to go and buy Infected from BarnesandNoble.com, that you can storm Amazon again like you are frigging bats out of hell and your mission is to rattle the very ground that Amazon sits on. That, of course, you can storm local booksellers, but the time and the window is now.
Now, people. So tell your friends, tell your enemies, heck, buy copies of Infected and go hit them with it. You're short in the wallet? Buy Infected on Amazon because it's cheaper there. We won't mind. These are the facts. For Sigler, it's for all of us now. If he can kick the door down and get on the New York Times bestseller list, then it will do wild and wonderful things for all of us podcasting writers, and that means more free audio fiction for all of you. That's the fact. He is for us now, and we need to band together.
The window is short to get this done. If we don't hit the Times list on the first try, if Scott doesn't nail this thing down the first time out, there might not be a second chance. And would we want that to happen to the general? Do we want to hear him cry? Oh, hell no.
Hell no. So help us rock this thing and kick it up into another gear.
We rocked Amazon on April 1st, 2007. We got Scott up to number 7 on the charts. We kicked him in the nuts on Palm Sunday. And for Sigler, this time around, we only got him up to like 140? Oh no, let's rock that bastard all over again.
We gotta kick him down and tell him our name. That's the mission, junkies. We're all junkies now, people. Together, let's get this thing done.
Now, let's rejoin our regularly scheduled podcast.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
It is a truth universally acknowledged that anyone with the last name Summers should never celebrate a birthday. Tara throwing me a party would have been a good idea, if it had been anywhere but on a Hellmouth.
I don't know where they could be, Giles. I told them to be here at 6. It's really important that they be here. This is Dawn's first birthday without Joyce and Buffy.
I know, Tara, but I haven't seen any
of them. Spike's probably passed out drunk, and Willow and Xander aren't exactly in a partying mood. The one time I dragged them to the Bronze, they looked suicidal.
Well, the band was kind of depressing.
Tara, it's okay. It's not like it's really my birthday, just some date the monks cooked up.
Does that mean I spend all the time baking you a cake for nothing?
Anya, you made me a cake. That's so...
inappropriate? Insensitive?
I was going to say thoughtful.
Oh, then you're most welcome. Do we hug now?
I guess. I better go get a knife to cut the cake with.
Dawn isn't allowed near sharp objects. She is very young and has a past history of self-harm.
It's okay, Buffy Bolt. I'll go get a knife.
So, Dawn, how does it feel to be 15?
Not much different. I guess you were worried about feeling different on your last birthday.
Yeah, I just wanted you to have a great birthday like I never had.
Giles, have this piece. Dawn, here's some for you. And here, Tara.
Tara, it's okay. It's enough that you did all this for me.
Thanks. So, Anya, this cake is delicious.
Oh, yes, it's quite tasty. I'm sure it'll go straight to my hips.
Oh, no, I used a sugar substitute.
What?
Phoenix tongue. Gives it an extra kick.
You could have said something before I put it into my mouth.
Oh, what a shame. Mine seems to have fallen into the bin.
You could have another piece.
I wouldn't want to deprive the others. That would be selfish of me. I should think they'd be here shortly.
Xander's probably picking up your gift from his apartment.
I already brought Dawn's gift. Xander wasn't even there to help me pick it out.
Oh, I'm feeling a bit. All this cake talk makes me sleepy. I'm gonna go lay down. I shouldn't be surprised. Spike's not exactly reliable, and Willow's been deep into her magical studies. I've even seen less of Xander this summer. It's been even less than that since school started. He looks straight through me sometimes. It hurts. He's put everything into his job. He's been at the old high school all this week, and they're knocking it down. Well, what's left of it anyway. I think Buffy would have been happy about it. But to really understand why I shouldn't celebrate my birthday, we need to go back a couple weeks.
Gotta be a dream come true, Xander. Leveling your old high school.
Yep, Tito, it's all cathartic-y goodness. What about you, Derek? You were in the foxhole, too.
It's been a lot longer since I graduated, but it wasn't so bad. Those were the best years of my life, except for all those odd occurrences and deaths.
We gonna stand around all day chatting? My wife's getting sick of these long hours.
Relax, Odell. It's not my fault half the men are off with some monster flu.
Monster flu? Right.
The developers aren't happy about all these delays.
You hear that?
Rick and some of the other guys are in there checking the building's structure.
What the hell was that?
Heh. Maybe it's a ghost. Lots of kids got blown up on their graduation day here in 1999. Someone trying to prove Prince right or something?
You might not be far off the mark. The place gives me chills.
It's an old building. It's probably just cooling down. Nothing to worry about.
Normally, I'd be inclined to agree with you, Odell. But if I learned anything at Sunnydale High, which, judging by my grades, wasn't a lot, I learned there's always something not right with this place.
What are you gonna do with that wrench, Harris?
I'll let you know as soon as I figure it out.
Xander, please stop making kindling out of the bedroom furniture. Oh, you're back late. You're not getting drunk and making out with gender-switching demons again, are you?
No, Anya, it's work. The job's not going very... I think we kind of awoke an evil spirit at the old high school. It decided to go bowling with one of the guys. It was okay, except for the slight vomiting.
Xander, you awoke an angry spirit again? You didn't learn after those Shumash warriors trashed Giles' apartment on Thanksgiving, did you? No one had a wedding veil on, did they?
I knew there was something not right with the start of this job. I figured it was residual Wiggins, but no, Hellmouth's still doing its ruining my life thing. There's no way we're going to meet the developer's deadline now.
Well, my day wasn't exactly great either. It's that stupid waffle iron.
She didn't blow her cover, nor a gasket, did she?
No, she out-retailed me. She even managed to sell dozens of those chicken feet that I haven't been able to move. And Giles praised her. He was all proud. He's never proud of me.
He said he was leaving the store to you. But what else did he do today?
I picked out a gift for Dawn's birthday on my lunch break.
I forgot about her birthday. I really need to spend more time with her.
Willow, is it okay if Spike stays for dinner?
Okay, Dawn.
Well, how about checking with me first? Oh, I might have some evil schemes to formulate.
He's staying.
Bossed around by a 14-year-old, is that what it comes to?
I'm almost 15.
As if that's got much of a bearing. Still, it's pathetic how you can wrap me around your little finger.
It's a summer's trade. Not taking no for an answer until you cave in and it turns into a yes.
This is technically the first birthday I've ever had, in this form anyway. Do mystical blobs celebrate birthdays?
Don't see why not.
Well, even if they don't, Dawns can have great birthdays. They have Willows and Terras to make sure of it.
If it's your first, gotta make the best out of it. Gonna be something not to forget.
I think that's a certainty.
Now, none of that. Buffy would want you to have a great day. She'd never let anything stand in the way of her special day. Not the judge, not Giles getting turned into Fioral, or you getting over-enthusiastic with a knife.
You dodged the tricky subjects.
What's got you down, Niblet? I mean, besides being a teenage girl living on the Hellmouth.
Well, yeah, because that alone will make with the Dawson.
It's not just that. It's this whole key thing. I changed things. Mom started to get ill after I appeared. Things might have turned out differently. Buffy...
Don't say that. She loved you. You're what kept her going.
I guess. I'm just... I don't know what it all means.
Best not overthink it. That's the best way to drive yourself around the bend.
I can't help it. I guess you would all figure that out by now.
I was stuck in my head too, trying to figure out if destiny was out to screw me or not. Trust me when I say it leads to nothing but heartache and you're just never going to suss it out.
I need to know where the spell ends and I start.
All you need to know is that you're part of Buffy. You decided what to do with what you've got. You can fight against how you started. I got turned. I reinvented myself as Spike and, well, that's how I've been ever since.
I know. And now you've decided to be good.
Yeah, now give it a rest. You're fine as you are. I'll go stick the telly on.
Okay.
You know, I could help. I could do some research, figure out what spell they used to create you.
I don't know. Maybe Spike's right. Spike's wrong. It matters, of course. It has to matter. I want it to mean more. I want to be more than just Glory's ticket home. The monks just made me a thing that Buffy would want to protect. I mean, the Buffy bot was originally made for one reason only. Ick, the less dwelling on that, the better. She's a machine. She doesn't have a soul. But I'm not sure I have one either. I'm not sure what Willow found out about me, but something bad enough to make her miss my birthday. I know she remembered because of what she said a few days ago.
I want to hit line drive.
Want to lose weight and keep eating?
Spike, will you stop that? I don't know why you're complaining. You watch TV all the time when you're at your crypt.
That's during the day. Telly beats having flames licking at your back. It's too beautiful a night to be cooped up indoors. I should be out killing something.
Well, as long as you're not being too reckless when you patrol. If you fall into a hole again, we won't be able to rescue you. And then you'll miss Dawn's birthday.
Thanks for the concern, Red. I notice you and yours haven't been going out too often, though.
That's enough.
Ow! Hey, I've got enough going on without you projecting your thoughts in my head, witch. Stop it.
Been working on refining it so we can communicate on patrol, and the enemy won't know where we are.
Since none of you birds trust me enough not to steal your seat while you're up, I'll get it, shall I? Xander, what do you want?
Spike? Oh, great, you're here. Saves me the trouble of trying to find you. I need to talk to you.
I suppose you want to come in, then. Didn't say I was going to let you.
Hey, ladies.
Well, spit it out, then. What do you want? If it's give me another lecture, then you can shove it.
It's not. I need your help at the worksite. It looks like we've got some not-so-friendly ghosts. They've been messing with the equipment, stealing blueprints, and hurling my crew around.
Where?
Old high school. It could really use your help.
I can't sink my teeth into a spook. I suppose I could swing by and take a look. Come on, then, before I have a change of heart.
You're helping? I was expecting a big fight.
Could still be. Depends on how much you're going to be paying me.
Ah, the catch.
Don't worry, it's not to keep me in smokes and whiskey. I just want to get Biddy Buffy something decent for her birthday.
You remember Dawn's birthday?
Why, didn't you? Well, isn't that interesting?
Hey guys, this is Spike.
He's here for extra security.
Yep. Heard you had a ghost problem.
Ghosts?
Derek, Spike's kidding. There's no ghost. We think it was teenagers.
Right. Strong enough to make Roadrunner light holes indoors. Well, this should be interesting.
We've got it covered, Derek.
I'm going to be in my office. You sure you're going to be okay?
Yeah, but you come running if you hear Xander-like screams.
What the hell was that, Captain Peroxide?
I was making you look like an idiot with no real effort. Now what?
We wait.
Right.
Shouldn't take too long. I mean, Hellmouth, after all.
Oh, that was a waste of time. Ghosts never show up when you bloody well expect them to.
I was looking forward to them kicking your ass.
Well, I'm not too happy about it either. It's going to be sunrise soon. I'd best be headed off to the crypt, get a nightcap, having some sweet dreams.
Sunset, you're back on the clock.
Time is money. Don't worry. I won't let my girl down. Not again.
Javert, you've been shut up here all day.
You missed trashing the frat house with us. Beer, blood, and bimbos. Fun was had.
I've nearly got all our little ducks in a row. The tricky part's gone. Got all the pieces for the spell. Just need something to power it with. A powerful and innocent soul. It needs to be a willing sacrifice.
That's what you've got from those books?
Jinx's writings helped. He's been keeping writings on all of this. And between De Hoffren and that Asian chick who seems to have disappeared, we nearly have all the components to make history. But don't worry, you all get a slice of the crumbling California pie.
Nah, you're what brought us here, dude. All kudos go to you.
Well, hold the praise until we've pulled this off. In fact, take a few days off. I've got a lot of preparing to do. Enjoy the ambience of the Hellmouth. If all goes well, it's not going to be around much longer.
I haven't seen a lot of Spike these past few days. He's supposed to be good at remembering to come see me. Good to have around when I've got history homework due. How many people can have a tutor who is actually there for most of the events? But it causes him pain. It makes him think of Buffy. He even knows how many days Buffy's been gone for. He corrected Willow in the softest tone I ever heard when she got the dates wrong the other day. When it comes to Buffy, he corrects us if we get anything wrong. Tara said Buffy was sweet, and Spike reminded us of what a bitch she could be. He even loved that about her. He's the only one that doesn't want to forget, doesn't want to move on. He's the only one who thinks I can handle talking about her. I thought it would bother me talking about her death. It doesn't. It's already on my mind. Oh, I totally forgot to tell you why I started journaling again.
Hi, Don. Janice is upstairs. Go right on up.
Thanks, Mrs. Penshaw.
I told you already, Mom, I'm not packing. Oh, Summers, it's you. My mom's making me go to my cousin Jane's wedding, and she wants me to wear this. Blech. As if that's gonna happen.
Do you need that much clothes to go to your cousin's wedding?
Yeah.
Try sitting on the case. It might work if it doesn't lead to an exploding clothes bomb.
I'll take my chances. Oh. Here, take this. It's an early birthday present since I'm not gonna be around. What do you think? I noticed you stopped carrying around a diary right before your mom.
It's really beautiful and glittery.
I didn't know what else to get you. I don't think you should let what happened to your mom stop you from doing stuff. You're great at writing. Remember that story you wrote for Mr. Robinson's English class? About the virginity-stealing bug woman that eats people's heads? Cracked everyone up.
A story the world wasn't ready for.
You got in a lot of trouble. That was really cool.
Thank you for this.
Hey, Don, I made some cookies to celebrate your birthday since we're going to be out of town.
Aw, thanks, Mrs. Penshaw. I kind of miss my mom bringing me cookies.
Aw, Bonnie.
It's okay, really. Here, let me help you get the suitcase closed.
Spike, you're an hour late.
Really? Oh, sorry, Skip. I had pressing issues to see to. I had a really good hand at poker, to be exact.
Right. And you won so much that you came back to work.
Not exactly, no. It was close out of pocket. Oh, I've got a real shark after me.
That's all very interesting. And grounds for being fired.
Well, sack me then. It doesn't bother me. Don't that you've got it in you. All bark and no bite.
Look who's talking, you fangless wonder.
Hey, Xander! Derek just said he saw someone going into the building. He thinks it was Odell. Gonna pick up the equipment the boys left in there.
Come on, Bleach Meanie. We got a school to search.
Fine with me. Thought of sitting around with you blokes talking about morgues and families just isn't my cup of tea. Ugh, gives me the queasies just thinking about it. Oh, God.
What? Did you hear something?
No, that spot over there.
Is there blood or something?
No, it's where me and the Slayer first got into a fight. I think I loved her even then. I know you did.
You do remember the part where you were trying to kill her, right?
I thought you Americans were supposed to be all into that talking, touchy-feely crap. Dr. Phil, you're not.
You'll be shutting up now. I don't want to hear any more about your sick obsession.
I was only trying to share the good times. I just wanted to know that she was happy back then. All I know about her, as you so kindly pointed out, is tainted by hate, pain, and death.
You're a vampire. Isn't that what you're about?
Well, yeah, but she wasn't. I just wanted to know that sometime in her life, she was just happy. She's not been gone long, and things are already changing. This place for starters.
You were saying? I think we should go. We need the Scoobies on this.
Agreed, mate. I think we've worn out our welcome.
Hello? Tara?
Good evening, Dawn. Please note how I said evening. Where have you been all this time?
I was at Janice's house. I guess I just lost track of the time.
Tara said you were going over there. I called Mrs. Penshaw, but all I was able to get was a message saying that they'd be away for the next few days.
They are. We just stopped at the Devil Meat Palace. I got a ride back. I should have called. I'm sorry. Janice gave me a journal for my birthday.
How thoughtful of her. It might be good for you to take that up again.
I'm not sure if I will. It's just a gift.
I used to keep a journal myself when I was your age. It helped me to get to know my own mind. It was also good preparation for when I became a Watcher. It's nice to have a record of past events.
I've got no plans to be a Watcher. That involves a certain amount of dealing with death, and I... Well, plus Tweed isn't a good look for me. Giles stopped keeping his journals. He's not recording anything anymore. I kind of feel awkward around him. He blames me as much as I do myself, which is a whole lot. His diaries are what started me on this path of discovery, and I'm not sure if I really want to write anymore. After all, it was never really my decision to write, just something the monks added to the mix. I used to write a lot. First my diaries, poems, anecdotes, fairy tales, and hey, even fanfiction. But creating fictional characters seems a little too close to home to me now that I am one.
Giles, have you found anything out? We need to be able to fight this. I'm getting angry phone calls, and I can't say we've got a delay because the place is haunted.
I have a question. How come it's ghost again? We just did that. Doesn't the underworld usually at least pride itself on being a veritable bucket of evil?
Anya, mystical forces don't work on a schedule.
I did.
Yeah, Aurelius' clan worked on a timetable, too.
Back to the point. These spears can be made flesh, like the incident with the Chumash warriors.
I'm not going to get mystical syphilis again, am I?
Giles, you have to do something. I only just got his penis back.
It's not exactly the same thing.
It may not be a ton of help, But I found an amulet to protect you, while making the ghosties solid and kickable. Two for one sort of deal, so it's gotta be of some help. You two are going back, right?
Well, I've got nothing better to do. Maybe we'll get lucky and Xander's parts will fall off. This is idiotic. I should have left you back with your little mate. You're going to get the both of us chopped up into little bits. And I don't fancy getting turned into a ghost myself.
Do you have to be so negative all the time?
Oh, pardon me if I'm not doing backflips. Stuck with a human who's...
Did you just forget to finish your own insult?
Got a whiff of something interesting.
All I can smell is McMayer meat.
No, it's over there.
And that's the... You're not going to taste that. Gross!
I'm a vampire. It's human. Lots of it. Old and new.
And you had to taste it to make sure?
No. It leads over this way. In that classroom.
My old math class.
Oh, keep a lid on those chalkboard flashbacks, will you?
Oh, my. Is that Odell? God. I'm going to be sick.
More I see, more I think this isn't the antics of a ghost. Ugh, would you mind not getting any of that on my boots? Looks like a dark magic ritual the way they've sewn his insides to his outside.
I really don't need audio commentary.
Something demonic's here. I can feel it even over the Hellmouth vibes. Xander, we better make a move before...
What are you going to say... Before that happened?
Derek? Is that you? You didn't happen to get possessed by a ghost or an evil inspiration-bringing demon, did you? I know we haven't been all that quick lately, but I don't think artistic merit will help us that much.
Nope. It's all me, buddy.
Derek, you're a voodoo priest, right?
Got it in one, vampire.
I'm guessing it didn't come up in your interview for the job.
Willow, you've not been... Why do you have this? It's the Book of the Ozma Incantations.
It's research. I'm not... I couldn't even. Xander just wanted to check. See, I know these spells are big stuff, and...
You want to bring Buffy back?
No. I mean, it's not even possible. I'm just looking at preliminary things, and the more I see... Well, I don't have that kind of power. But to raise someone from the dead, and... And you said after Joyce that...
I know what I said... And overall, I still believe it's wrong, but the world needs a Slayer. I've been thinking about this for a while now, since Candace died. Buffy's death wasn't natural, so it won't upset the natural balance of the world if we bring her back. Besides, Donnie's her sister. As much as we love her, I think we proved we're pretty horrible parents for her by just leaving her at ballet class the other night. If there's a chance, we should probably take it.
Hello, this is Rupert Giles. You've reached the magic box. How may I help you?
Is Anya there? I need to pass on a message.
Oh, Xander. She went off to get us some coffee. We're still researching your ghost at the school. Have you found anything?
Nope, not a single chain rattler.
Is everything quite all right? You sound... never mind. What did you want me to pass on to Anya?
Just that me and Spike are going to be staying at the school in case anything happens.
Spending that much time with Spike isn't healthy.
Hey! Stop that! You're not me! Stop pretending to be me!
Stop that? Huh, yeah, that should do it. He's sure to be pissing himself.
Shouldn't have gotten in my way, Xander. Should have forgotten about this job. I tried to scare you off, but you were too pig-headed to heed the warning. Now you're gonna have to suffer the consequences.
I think I'm having a heart attack.
You got worse troubles than that. You got a pissed off voodoo priest looking to get you off his case.
Willow, where's Tara gone?
She's off, doing some morning errands.
Oh, I thought she might be out buying me a present of some kind. I'm thinking some shoes since she asked me what my size was.
Okay, fine. Yes, she went to get you some shoes. Now focus. Breathe slowly, look at the grounding stone, listen to my voice. Donnie, you're going to have to relax.
But what about if you find something wrong with me, or the spell goes wrong and you rewrite my history?
I won't let that happen. I don't think I've got that kind of power.
But you do have a lot of power.
Don't worry, okay?
Okay, get your chant on.
Open her spirit, mind, and heart to me. Show me her beginnings, where her true nature lies. Show me her light and dark. Reveal the truth. Show me the truth.
No! Willow!
Donnie.
You look kind of pale. What's wrong?
I have to go. Xander needs me.
Willow, wait. What did you find out? I noticed that Willow doesn't always tell Tara when she's going to do magic. A lot of times she'll wait until Tara's out of the house. Giles and Tara share funny looks about it sometimes. I don't know what she found out about me to make her leave in such a hurry. She hasn't turned up to my party yet. There's something she doesn't want me to know. I'm sure of it.
Spike. Oh, what? Is he still out there? My head is killing me.
I think he's gone. Letting you stew in your own fear.
How long was I out for?
All night.
Have you just been sitting here smoking the whole time?
I tried to break out, didn't I? But the buggers have got this place under a mystical lockdown. Vents, windows. Too bad, too. Your good buddy Odell is going to get riper as the day goes longer. Tried to get you up, but nothing worked. Had a bit of fun with the slapping part, though.
That's why my head feels like it's been up close and personal with the concrete floor. I don't need a blow-by-blow, all right?
What do you do to piss off our friend Derek?
A pay cut.
Well, that'll do it. I think he's getting his mojo powered up from this place. He'll want to keep it that way.
This is all your fault.
Are you back on that again? Is there nothing that doesn't end up being my fault in that brain of yours?
Okay, so maybe this isn't your fault. But you haven't found that Javert vampire yet. For someone who claims to care about Dawn, you're not doing a bang-up job of protecting her.
What do you think I've been doing?
Playing poker, drinking, and being a pain in the ass.
I've been looking out for him. I'm making sure he doesn't get his filthy mitts on the bit.
He wouldn't be a problem if you hadn't made him into a creature of the night. You didn't even care he's out there on a killing spree. Maybe you don't care about anyone.
Dawn comes first! Those helpless bystanders aren't my responsibility. I didn't see you crying about them either.
Gee, big surprise. You two squabbling at a time like...
Willow?
She's right, you know. It's kind of petty.
And making a voodoo doll of your boss isn't? Brilliant likeness, by the way.
It looks nothing like me. Its head's all misshapen and my gut doesn't stick out like...
My mom spent hours on it.
Ow!
Dawn, don't be upset.
I don't know where Willow went.
I cannot help with that. I'm only programmed to go to Willow when I need servicing.
Right.
Dawn, you don't have to be unhappy. You need to put on something pretty. You have some very pretty things. Tara is giving you a party to commemorate the day on which you were born, 15 years ago. It is going to be a surprise.
We need to update your definitions of words. Surprise means you don't know something is going to happen. A party? Really?
That's what Tara said. She is very smart and kind, and Willow's girlfriend, and a witch.
Yeah, I'll keep all those things in mind. I wish everything was that easy, Buffy Bot. It'd be so much easier if the monks had used your programming when they made me. Come on, you can help me pick something out to wear. I'm sure Tara put a lot of effort into this.
Xander, you're friends with a vampire and a witch. And you're what? Shocked that I'm a voodoo shaman?
Oh, I'm not his friend. Especially after being stuck with the git for 12 hours in a school classroom.
Dissolvo!
Hey, Strong. I've got the dark energy from the Hellmouth on my side. Want to see what I can do?
Spike, get the doll!
Oh, I got it.
Ah, Spike, watch it!
I'm only clutching the doll a little. Oh, wait. No blinding pain spreading through my skull. Be a waste not to give it a test run, hmm?
Oh! Spike, don't! Don't do this!
Who's bloody useless now? Two disgruntled employees here, Harris. Gotta figure that you're doing something wrong.
Really terrible the way he treats you. I was listening in before. The way he disregarded your love for the girl. Really? That's her name? Buffy? He doesn't get the eternal passion you carry around with you. And what he's paying you. Well, it's just crap.
I'm not thick. I know what's going on here. You think if you goad me enough, I'll turn on Xander. Well, I'm more than happy to go along with it, Derek.
This is what you get on the Hellmouth, Xander. You should pick your allies carefully. Spike, you having fun?
I'm having a bloody riot. Xander, this is for all the insults you've thrown my way over the years. And all the time I was tied to that chair in your rank basement.
Spike, don't do this. Buffy wouldn't...
You bring up her name again and I'll rip the stuffing out of the doll, which will spill your guts across the floor.
You've got it coming, Harris. You hear that? Your little witch friend can't save you now.
Willow, he's too busy gloating. Magic stuff. Emotions are all over the place. She'll be able to turn his mojo against him.
Okay, just help me up. Benden CA meinen Fiend, begraben CA ein Teiferls DA Irde.
No!
Couldn't happen to a better bloke.
Spike, could you give me the doll?
You didn't have to. Spike, stop that!
I might keep hold of this for a while for the next time you step out of line.
Spike.
Oh, here. Yeah. Spoil my fun, why don't you?
This place still creeps me out.
Well, it'll be gone soon. No other kids will have to suffer going to high school on top of the Hellmouth like we did.
Yeah, it's like we finally beat this place.
Yeah. Spike, thanks. In spite of the torture, you didn't do too bad.
Right, got it. I'm fired. I was going to quit anyway.
Spike was right about all the pain. I'm no closer to working things out. The closest I've got to an origin story is some of Glory's manic ramblings, and at that time I was a bit too worried about her threats of bleeding me dry to pay much attention. There's nobody left that could tell me more. Nobody can ever see what really goes into making them what a soul is. I've got to face that I'm alone in this. I wonder if this is how she felt all the time.
Giles, you didn't have to throw away all the cake.
It was inedible, Anya.
You weren't saying that when you were shoveling it into your big fat mouth.
Willow, are you guys okay?
I'm suddenly remembering why I don't miss school.
Didn't leave me with any warm nostalgic feelings either.
Xander, you look all tenderized.
What happened? Did you exercise the spirit?
Wasn't spooks after all, Rupert. It was a demon shaman pulling the strings.
He was drawn in by the Hellmouth-sized battery.
Willow was amazing.
I'm glad you're all fine. Dawn's in her bedroom. She'll be glad you finally made it.
I will go get her. I'm her sister. Dawn, where did you go? Oh, a diary. Accessing memories. Possible scenario. Dawn plus open window equals escape. She has run away.
Bit, get your ass down here. We're a little late because of Xander and his stupid blinking...
Hello, Spike. I like your coat.
Right. Where's Dawn?
Where the hell is Spike? A stupid vampire. Oh, you can bloody well count on me to be around when you need me. He's probably drunk somewhere singing old English ballads.
That's about right. Sure is his style, meeting Oblivion to escape his woes. Let me guess, it's about a woman. Ouch! You hit me! Would you hold still?
Javert, killing me is a guarantee despite killing you for real this time. I don't care if I do remind you of Nicola. Let me go!
I'm not going to kill you. We're practically family, something Spike doesn't seem to grasp. I'm just going to kidnap you.
Well, that's original. Let me guess. You want to draw Spike into a trap. Well, okay. But then we're back to you getting killed.
This isn't anything to do with Spike. No fussing, and I won't be forced to break any limbs of yours. We're just going to have a nice little chat.
Okay. This episode is a production of Between the Lines Studios and was produced by Tabitha Grace Smith and Kim Butler. Our editors were Tabitha Grace Smith, Clay Robeson, John Meadows, Brian Brown, Larissa Majovich, Leanne, John Noble, David Moore, Rita K. Sanders, Kinsey Schwartz, Paul Mackey, and Kim Butler. Original music for this episode is by Austin Wintry. please visit him at austinwintery.com. Theme song for Buffy Between the Lines by the band Beatnik Turtle. Visit them at beatnikturtle.com. End credit music is Stark Love by the band Mercy Machine, brought to you by magnitude.com. Visit the band's website at mercymachine.com. Additional music credits can be found at our website, buffybetweenthelines.com. This episode was written by Emma Rawling. Our cast for this episode consists of Tabitha Gray Smith as the announcer, Tasha as Dawn, Kliss as Tara, Brian Brown as Giles, Tabitha Gray Smith as Anya, Kim Butler as the Buffybot, Chris O as Xander, Jack Gregson as Tito, Diedrich as Odell, Todd as Derek, Chris Moody as a construction worker, Nick Edwards as Spike, Mad Scientist as Willow, Paul Mackey as Javert, Scott Tofty as Zach, Aaron Bates as Justin, Trish as Mrs. Penshaw, and Rachel Russo as Janice. Sound effects courtesy of the Free Sound Project. For more information, please visit our credits page at buffybetweenthelines.com. Additional sound effects were created by Nick Edwards, Laura, Rachel, Clay, and Kim. All characters for Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel are copyrighted by Joss Whedon, Mutant Enemy, Fox, and their respective copyright owners. This podcast is purely for entertainment and parody purposes. Buffy Between the Lines is a combined international effort and is not affiliated in any way with Joss Whedon. Stay tuned for our next episodes. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com or call our voicemail line at 206-888-6084. Your long-distance charges may apply. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review at iTunes, Podcast Pickle, or Podcast Alley. The producers would like you to know that if anyone with the username Money Honey Buns is selling a Xander-like voodoo doll on eBay, do not purchase it. Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me.
Oh, I'm so afraid of you and your skake. Skake.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to deprave the others. That would be selfish of me. I should think they'd be here shortly.
Tara throwing me a party would have been a good idea, if it had been on anywhere, but wrong. Anya, no.
All you need to know is that you're part of Buffy. You get to decide to do with...
Willow talking as though Spike is not there.